the Orchids.
Hey, is Mike there?
Mike's not at this number anymore. I can give you the number you can reach him at.
Oh, yeah. What is that number?
760-753-6206.
But he's still the owner, right?
No, well, not of this location. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank here in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling about some financing that you guys had done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why don't you talk to him? Maybe he can help you out with that.
Okay. And then, so they're a separate owner for both locations now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Are you the new owner of the new location?
Yes, KT Orchids. This is our location.
Oh,
Mike
KT.
Sold this part of the company to me.
Oh, okay. What was your name?
Craig.
Craig. Hi, Craig. I'm not exactly sure, but I think you might be qualified as well. I don't know if you guys are looking for any equipment or financing right now, but we were able to pre-approve the business for $250,000. I'm not sure if that would necessarily fall under you guys, but are you guys looking to do anything right now?
Well, are you a loan company or what are you?
Yeah, so we're a private business bank out here right on Miramar, and basically, we do equipment financing, and so if you need, new refrigeration, things like that, we can help you out there. Or we have a working capital program, which are, it's not kind of like a line of credit, but a little bit different. Instead of being based on credit, we base it on gross annual sales, and we're generally able to free up like about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And so I don't know if you need any capital for materials, inventory, holiday season coming up, things like that. But we could help you out there.
You know what? Not right now, though. But, you know, keep me in mind and call me later on. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I definitely will. Do you have, like, an email address so I can send you a quick note to follow up?
Sure. It's ktorchids@yahoo.com.
ktorchids@yahoo.com. And so are you guys brand new, or did you just move into that location?
I worked for Mike for about 20 years, and then he sold this part of the company to me. So he kept the greenhouse property, and they worked out of there. But the satellite location here in Carlsbad, that's I own this part now.
Okay, so did you is it, like, under, like, a new tax ID, or is it, like, the same tax?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So it's a whole new tax ID. So how long have you owned it?
Since January of 2013.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm working off of a really old file. Okay, that's awesome. So then it wasn't you who did the retail capital loan in 2014?
Probably.
Oh, it could have been you, could have been Mike?
It could have been Mike, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, how are sales this year?
Actually, they're getting, it's getting better.
Getting better.
It seems like, because, see, when we moved in, when we moved from the old building, you know, that was probably like a 6-month lull where, you know, we took a big hit on sales because the building got separated.
Mm-hmm.
So once we moved into this new location in 2014, and then once we started, you know, we've been slowly recouping some of our customers back from, you know, the market got split into two locations, and, you know, we have the stronger building now. More of us in here. So,
okay.
It seems like it's getting, you know, the sales are better.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't always mean that the bottom line's better, but.
Yeah. But that top line. Okay, that's good. Are you guys, like, doing anything differently, like, from last year at all?
Try to bring in more different products to, you know, different products and just different items for the customers to buy. And you try to diversify more.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
Uh-huh.
Is it the KT Orchids Wholesale?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, no, it's really nice.
Okay.
So is there, like, a busy time of the year?
Yeah, well, we just got through our busy time of the year. Our busy time of the year is during the summertime. That's usually most people's slow time, but that's our busy time because we're orchids and tropical, so that's more geared toward, you know, the summertime. And then, you know, we're kind of heading into our slower time now. But, you know, this is slow time for everybody, the holiday time. you know, flowers aren't really a Thanksgiving,
no,
Christmas, New Year's type deal. So, you know, people.
No, just the what is the red one everyone has at Christmas?
Oh, poinsettias. But that's, yeah, you know, nobody. You know, a lot of the florists and a lot of the wholesalers don't carry that anymore because the big box stores like you know, like Home Depot,
yeah,
and
Vons,
and
even
Costco,
Vons and Walmart,
yeah,
like everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
they've all taken over that.
Oh, okay. So really, so then is it like Valentine's is when it picks back up again?
Yeah, yeah. Valentine's will get a little bit busier, although I don't know, when is it, Tuesday this year, that it's not. We'll see how it'll be for this year.
Really? It depends on the day of the week? That can,
yeah,
actually make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
You know, if it's on Sunday, Sunday's a terrible day for Valentine's because the shops can't, you know, they can't deliver to businesses. You know, a lot of businesses are closed. You know, so that, like, you know, like all the bosses can't send them to their secretary girlfriends without their wives. And, you know, the secretaries don't want their husbands knowing that their bosses are sending them flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that rules out people right there. You know, people, ladies like to get them at their offices because they want to show off.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
It's no fun when you get it at home and nobody sees it except your husband, right?
Well, I mean, now you get to post it on social media, though. Post it on Facebook and Instagram so everyone sees.
I guess you can do that, too, but it's not
all the same.
As,
yeah,
live when you get it. So it was on Sunday last year, and it wasn't that. It's really, really down on when it's on a day like that.
But this, so when you guys do them, is it like, are they trimmed? Like, are they cut already, or are they potted?
What's that?
Your flowers, like, do they get them?
We have plants. We have the orchid plants, but most of our stuff is cut.
Okay.
So cut flowers that the florists will pick up, or, you know, these party planners, wedding designers, wedding coordinators, you know, they do all that stuff. They do all,
yeah,
that design.
I haven't, like, and I'm in San Diego, and I haven't heard of you guys before. What kind of marketing do you do?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, digital print media? Because, I mean, I bought my mom flowers for Mother's Day, but you guys didn't even, like, come up when I was Googling, so I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, because we don't come up as a florist. We come up as wholesale.
Oh.
You know, we're not a florist. I mean, you know, people can't call us up and say, can you, you know, I need to send out a bouquet of flowers to my mom. We don't do that.
Oh, so you sell directly?
Yeah, we would recommend you. You know, we would recommend you one of our customers, but.
Oh, okay. So you're all business to business.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now. That makes sense. So, what kind of like payment terms do you extend to your customers? Like, and do you, like, what is the high type of volume you guys do?
You know, I mean, we. Well, you know, most of our, I would probably say. It's probably about, I'd like to say it's about 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 40% are on terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 60, out of that 60%, it's probably about, I'd probably say about, you know, I hate to say this, but it's probably like about 70 to 80% credit card.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know,
70-80% credit card.
Cash or.
So is it like payment, like, so credit card, or do you have like any like net 30 or anything like that, or is it like cash on delivery?
Yeah, no, we about I'd probably say about 40% of our business is net 30.
Oh, wow. Do you ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for that payment?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we definitely have programs that can help you if you're kind of in a bind and need to start like a new project or get things out and you don't have the capital. We could definitely help you out with that, and I'll definitely send you an email here, kind of just outlining what we do in case that situation comes up again.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, like I said, you know, right now, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We came off our good time, so,
yeah.
You know, but usually that, you know, that December, January when things are released, I mean, that December, January, you know, it's always a couple of days less of sales because, you know, we're usually closed on that, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, 24th, 25th.
The day before is usually like a half a day.
Yeah.
If the holiday falls on a Monday or a weekend or whatever, you know, the Friday's done or Monday's out, and, you know, it just causes more problems.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, that's usually the rough time, December, January. Those are the two slowest months of the year.
Oh, December and January, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, just the holidays in general, it's either like super hit for like retail or very miss for everyone else.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So are you guys you guys are growing then?
Yeah, it seems like it slowly. I mean, it's a tough industry. It's not easy. I mean,
mm-hmm. What kind of obstacles do you have for growth?
Just kind of obstacles for growth. Well, the more and more the big box stores are taking over our retail customers. You know, they're kicking, they're knocking a lot of these retail stores out. It's getting more specialized where, you know, you have a lot of specialty wedding and party planners that you know, they don't come to the market. They'll go specifically straight to the grower.
Oh, really?
They'll bypass the market and go straight directly to the farm.
Oh, is it just for costs? Because I know weddings can be pretty pricey, so probably anything they can do to cut costs, they probably will.
Yeah.
Huh. So. Okay. I mean, well, it sounds like, you know, things are they've been okay this year. You're kind of moving into your slow time. Summer's the busy season. It sounds like everything, like you said, no immediate needs right now. But yeah, if anything does arise, I'd love to help you out. I'll go ahead and send you an email here in just a few minutes. And then
Okay. Probably
check up on you a few times a year if that's okay with you and just
Sure. Kind
of see how things are going.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Craig.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
That was great talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.